goodbye is.
Well, this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoyed the first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. And now we're ready for almost an hour of Chazonis. Just a few comments before we get started. And Saul, I just want to give you a heads up. I'm going to be playing, my first selection will be Shei Bona Beis Hamikdash without any interruption. It'll be the entire piece, so you can get ready for that. Okay, first of all, for those of you who were not listening the first hour, yes, there was a technical glitch last week. It was my fault, not your equipment. It was my equipment, and frankly, I haven't been able to figure out why I lost you or whatever. Just hope it doesn't happen again. I'm just doing my best to be careful. Again, if it does happen, if for any reason I do go off the air, those of you who know how to reach me, it'd be appreciated that you call me immediately and so that I'm alerted to it. Okay, the second hour from last week will be on the archive. And for those of you who are interested, it'll feature two prayers with many variations. The first one is Umi Panecha To'enu, and the second one will be Geshem. And I think there's a Hallel someplace in there also, but that will be on the archive in a week or so. My consultant, my computer consultant, Kalman, was away for the holidays, and he should be returning momentarily. He might even be listening to the program this evening, and hopefully we'll be getting the finishing touches on a lot of the previous programs that have not been put up on the archive. I think it was shows number 2 through 7 or 8. And we'll have last week's program and this week's program on the archives. Again, for those of you who are listening, obviously you love Chazonis. And if you have friends who enjoy cantoral music, I encourage you to let them know about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Julian, I haven't figured out if we're going to go hear Yaakov Stark next Shabbos, but it's a good possibility. I'll let you know. But the Yaakov Stark will be davening up on Lexington, I think around 95th, the Shul Or Zeruah. I want to give you all a heads up. First of all, you know that December 5th is a wonderful, wonderful cantorial concert that's taking place at Park East. It will be featuring Ishmael Helfgott and Saul Zim, and it promises to be a wonderful evening of Chazonis. I do remind you that a week from this coming Shabbos, the 24th, we're having a Kumsitz at the U Cafe. Those of you who have been there before know it's just a great evening of fun. You must make a reservation because it will certainly be sold out. U Cafe. I don't have the phone number offhand, but it's the letter U, Cafe, on Lexington between 93rd and 94th. Next week, I'll be giving you the phone number, but it may be sold out by then, so you might want to take care of that. It's just a fun evening. You know, one of my goals is to have Kumsitzen in North Jersey, in Manhattan, in Brooklyn, in five towns, Queens, and wherever. It's going to be a lot of fun. Just one or two more items. This is, I need your help for the future. I'm going to be undertaking for the next many months, periodically, perhaps every other week, at least every other week or every third week, I'm going to feature a particular chazan from the past and the present. And I want to record your reminiscences for those of you who have stories about these various cantors. So I'm going to tell you the first four that I'll be featuring. And if you have heard them and if you would like to comment, I will call you and we'll record your comments. Here's the four: Arla Diamond, Jeffrey Nadel. And with Jeffrey, of course, his father was Abe Nadel, the wonderful choir leader. So if you have any reminiscences about Abe Nadel, Jeffrey Nadel, the Nadel family. Of course, Yossi Malavani and Shimon Farkas. Those will be the first four that I'll be featuring. Uh-oh. Did this go off? Did it go off? I don't know what happened here. Hold on. Got a little scared there. Okay, we'll be playing the entire Shei Bono in a few minutes. But again, for those of you who have reminiscences of Arla Diamond, Nadel, Jeffrey Nadel or Abe Nadel, Yossi Mulvaney or Shimon Farkas, please, you can contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com. I want to also give you a heads up about Tzudok Greenwald. He's very hot right now. I've got a lot of feedback from Israel. He's coming to America in December. There will be three concerts, one at Town Hall, one in Bergen County, and the other in Brooklyn. I'll have more details about that. It's about the second week. They're Hanukkah concerts. Levi Kanis, his manager, told me that he'll be davening in Englewood and also someplace in Brooklyn. I will be giving you more information about that also. So that's a heads up about Tzudok Greenwald is coming to America. I've heard some great things about him in Israel, and he's a real comer. It's nice to know that there are young people like Tzudok and like my friends Zevi Muller and Yaki Lemmer and others who assure us of the fact that there is a future for great, great chazonas. Okay, so now let's get to the real thing. And again, if you have any comments, requests, suggestions, you can get in touch with me at cbjmusic@aol.com. And I'm hoping that we'll have no more glitches. Okay? So I'll get ready. The first selection will be Moshe Koussevitzky and the entire selection of Shei Yiborna Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. Isn't that wonderful? You know, people come up to me, they say, who's your favorite? And how can you have one favorite? I mean, was that magnificent or not? And I'm just looking at the list of, I'm going to try and play all of these this evening, Helfgott, Glanz, Kapov-Kagan, Mozart, Rosenblatt, Lemmer, Hirschman. I mean, who can say who is the greatest, who is the best? If the music touches your soul, that's all that really matters. And I try to play music that touches my soul. Well, I'm so, so happy that my dear friend and partner with Cantor's World, Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky, has two wonderful positions, and I'm just so excited. First of all, he's in Palm Beach at Rabbi Shiner's shul, and my friend Nate Himmelstein has told me that everyone down there is just delighted that Benny is there. And of course, Benny is now also Chazan Sheni at the Park East. And he's just going to be doing such a wonderful job there. Together with Helfgott, and he's really going to raise the level. Whatever he can do to see that Chazanis is strong at Park East and strong here in America. How's that for a comment? I must tell you a story that he told me, which is just it just was so touching. He was davening there for the holidays, and come Nila, there's a certain point where there was a pause, and just as there was a pause in his davening, a cell phone goes off, and it sort of threw him off a little, but he got back on, and everything went smoothly, and people were just so happy with his davening. And afterwards, many hundreds of people were at the breakfast, and the rabbi asked Benny to say a few comments, and Benny said how happy he was to be there. And then he started to say about the cell phone, and there was silence. And he said, you know, the wonderful thing about the Jewish people and about this davening is that we attract everyone. We have the Orthodox and the conservative and the religious and the not-so-religious, that everyone saw fit to come and daven during this the solemn day. It was very interesting because afterwards, a man came up to Benny and he said, I am the one who had the cell phone, and I have to tell you, I'm 43 years old. I have not been in a shul since in 30 years, since I was 13, since I was bar mitzvah. I woke up this morning and my wife said, you know, today is Yom Kippur. And he just decided to come to that shul and to pray. And he was so touched by the whole situation and the way it was handled. And he said, you know, I want to become a member here and I want to become more involved. And, you know, it's such a great story because, you know, someone could have berated him and said what a shanda it was. But Benny was able to turn something that perhaps was unfortunate into something that was very, very positive. And Benny, I think that was such a wonderful story. And it's just really indicative of the kind of person you are. And I'm really pleased that we are together. How's that? Okay, so how were the holidays for you? Did you get any chazanis in? I had Zevi Muller, of course, he at the West Side Institutional, and of course Yossi Malavani at Fifth Avenue, and the next chazan at Park East. So let's hear Yitzhak Helfgott with Ezras coming up. Ezras. Thank you.
Moshe uvene Yisrael Lecho onu shiro Lecho onu onu shiro Besimcho rabo
Moshe uvene Yisrael Lecho onu shiro Lecho onu shiro Lecho onu shiro
Lecho, lecho, lecho onu shiro Besimcho rabo
You know, as I was listening to this, I was thinking, he was wonderful with Geshem. And afterwards, somebody comes over to me and says, "No, I don't think he's so good." I said, "What? Okay, listen. You're entitled to your opinion. You know, that's the wonderful thing about all of you. Each one has a great, great opinion. And you're right, you know, whatever you like is what you like." I'm not going to get involved in this discussion, but I am going to get involved with playing the next two, who are really tops. Let's hear Leib Glantz. Yeah, I played him two and a half hours ago. By the way, those of you who are not familiar with this fact, about a half hour, 40 minutes before I go on the air at 9 o'clock, I put on some recordings. So if you're in the mood to just hear straight music, around 8:20, 8:30, tonight I played music from Mysteries of the Sabbath, and this was the first selection, Leib Glantz, with the classic Shema Yisrael.
Oh!
Leib Glantz. Now let's hear Kop of Kagan saw with the Kiddush, classic Kiddush of Kop of Kagan.
Thank you.
Hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. These are classics. Let's go on to Mortsen, Yaakov Mortsen with Kvodo.
Oh.
Helf, no, that wasn't Helfgott, that was Mozen. I was just going over, somebody said to me, I'm playing too much Yusula. okay, I keep a record of every selection that I play and the date. I have an ongoing index for myself, and I just counted. I was just counting while I was listening to this. I'm on 25, this is the 25th week. So far, I've played Helfgott 14 times, and this next election is the 14th time I'm playing Yusula Rosenblatt. Well, what can I tell you? That's the way it is. No apologies, no apologies. Shomer Yisrael, Yusula. great Yasala. Okay, our closing selection. You know that I love Yankee Lemmer. You do know that, don't you? This was from a concert at Bethel, recorded live. This is not from a studio recording. This is Anor Avdor with Yankee Lemmer. How fast time flies by when you're having a good time. Well, I hope you enjoyed this hour of Chazanis, this 2 hours of a mixture of everything. And don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Those of you who are listening, tell your friends that we are archived. We'll be up in another few days, a week or so, but they can listen to some of the past programs. This is our 25th program of presenting you 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. I remind you, yes, I forgot to mention Sholem Katz. I'm doing 5 specials during the forthcoming months. Arla Diamond, Jeffrey Nadel, and Abe Nadel's and his choir, Yossi Malavani, Shimon Farkas, and Sholem Katz. That's the lineup. If you have any reminiscences, stories about any of these 5 cantors, please contact me, cbjmusic@aol.com, and I want to record your comments for those programs because I think, it's special for you to participate in these programs. I remind you that on December 5th at Park East Synagogue, it will be Itshamir Helfgott together with Saul Zim, December 5th. Definitely going to be a sellout. Don't forget to get your tickets. Call Park East Synagogue. What else? Oh, yes. A week from this Saturday, that's the 24th of October. A week from this Saturday, the 24th, Motzei Shabbos will be at the U Cafe. That's on Lexington between 93rd and 94th, a block and a half north of the 92nd Street Y. Our dear friend Pini Ben-Ari is going to have a special dinner set up for you. Make reservations. Next week I'll give you the phone number. Must make reservations because it's going to be a sellout and a lot of fun. What else do I have to tell you? Oh, yes. Get ready for the coming of Tzuduk Greenwald in December. A lot of things happening. And thanks for joining with me. Shalom, everyone.